What's up, everybody? You are watching AfterBuzz TV Network's Bring It After Show. Compton, we are calling you out. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What you think, I sold them all?
That's definitely the attitude Kelly brought. Definitely.
What's up, everybody? What's up, Compton? You guys will soon know why I say what's up to Compton later on as we get into this AfterBuzz TV after show for Bring It. I am one of your hosts on this panel, Howard the Third. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that great stuff at Howard the Third. And my lovely co-host tonight, introduce yourself, my darling.
Hello, darlings. I'm Heather Yared. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Heather Yared.
Yes, and Tamara, we miss you. We miss you. Another one of our hosts, Tamara, who could not be here tonight, but we miss her. For all you people listening and watching us, hello.
Hello.
So we open up season 3, episode 17, Compton Call Out. So we open it up. Coach D is accepting a rematch with the Divas of Compton. And Mimi struggles with Cameron dating.
Obviously, I can't wait to start about the dating.
I know. Let's hold on.
I'm totally not surprised that we had another episode where somebody initiated the conversation with Coach D.
Mm-hmm. They really coming for her this season. Mm-hmm. Definitely. But we do open it up with Kelly being the captain, or not the captain, but the coach of Divas of Compton, asking Coach D for a rematch. Now, if you guys don't remember, last season, this season-ish, a little fallback, they had it out, of course, with all teams, and they lost. What do you think about Coach Kelly coming and asking Coach D for this rematch?
So, I think Coach Kelly definitely had some moxie doing that. Mm-hmm. The fact that she called directly, I'm just curious maybe if her and Neva were in cahoots and were like, I'm going to call her one week and you call her the other. Yes. I wasn't really sure. But Coach D received it well. I mean, mm-hmm. She was very receptive, and I was surprised at the selections that she made in the types of dance that they were going to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, hip-hop creative. I think that intentionally that was a dish. She's like, oh, we'll do hip-hop creative. We'll go down to your level because right. That's all y'all do. I was like, yes, there she is. I love that confidence. But I thought it was cool. I thought it was good that they did it. But I thought that was pretty ballsy of Coach D.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I was just like, first I was kind of like, what is hip-hop creative? Like, what do? You throw a little baton in there? Like, what exactly is hip-hop creative?
I think it was the costume thing. Okay. So where they, like Neva the Diva last week brought in TNT. That was a prop for, I know it wasn't hip hop creative, but that was a prop. So getting creative, Kayla being the mad scientist and so forth.
Right.
So that's why we get creative. That's how they get creative in hip hop.
And just throw a little hip hop move in there with the Divas of Compton. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, what I didn't realize it was going to be a grudge match. When are we going to get into the season? I'm not tired of it. I like the grudge matches, but I want to get into the season.
Yes. But I think that there's 2 more weeks. I'm almost positive there's 2 more weeks, but this might be the last episode of that, which is this all practice, I guess, these practice rounds. I'm surprised that she's having the girls work out this much every single day when it's just in between the season. But I guess to keep them fresh and sharp, that's what sports teams do too. I think they start doing it a lot before 2 or 3 weeks. So.
Oh yeah, you're right. Like the little summer league.
Yes, to keep them fresh, keep them new.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, I won't spoil just in case for those that didn't watch it, but I'm surprised that she's accepting all these. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
We'll see how that goes. And then we see that, Christiana, let's get into her, in this basically a revenge type of thing. When Christiana and the Dolls of Compton had a call-out round, Christiana froze. Froze like there was no tomorrow. Why do we think she was so hungry to get back out there?
To show her stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was one of the top three. They were the three Smurfs, which, side note, we haven't seen a lot of them together in these last couple episodes. But she wanted to show her stuff. And clearly, Brittany felt some type of way about that, too. But if it were me and I also froze up knowing my potential, I would absolutely want another try at bringing it.
Right. Bring it. She wouldn't. She just was like, I want to take it to the next level.
Totally. I would want to show myself in that position as well. With the same team, just be like, okay, that happened once. Mm-hmm. Watch now. What's up?
I know. Yeah. We will circle back to you, Christiana, but let's get into this dating with Cameron. Finally. Oh. Are we just surprised? A little girl is growing up.
Eighth grade. Like, eighth what? Graders. Okay, but you have to realize and think of this now. At least this is what I saw. Mm. People now, kids now, are dating at age 9 and 10. 9 wow. and 10-year-old kids. Yeah, moms, dads out there, listen up, because they are. And if they're not, they're making out in the bathroom or in the closet at school. I don't care. It is happening. Because if it was happening 15, 20 years ago with me, it's yeah. happening now with them. So I also think eighth grade is young. But yeah. at the end of the day, if we have 9 and 10-year-olds dating, then I guess 14? Is that yeah, how an eighth grader is? 14 isn't too bad to start that, but I loved it. I loved yeah. how uncomfortable Mimi got. What about you?
I know. I loved it, but I was like, oh, I feel with Mimi in the car ride when Cameron asked her mom, can I go to the party this Friday? Mimi was like, no. And I was on practice. Her side. Right. Can I go to the party and not only go to the party, but on a date?
Yes, how funny was that? I think she got her D's mixed up. She said, dancing dolls. That was great. That was a good like lead-in to change the subject, right. even though she didn't say in the car. I thought that was interesting. I'm surprised that Cameron asked permission. Mm. So did you ask permission back in the day?
I did. I was like, you know, can I date?
Really?
Like, yeah.
I'm like trying to remember if I did or not, but I was super surprised. But I loved that it showed how close they are again. Yes. We're seeing a lot of close family relationships mm-hmm. here. Like a lot of these girls are close with their mothers, which is super important. Mm-hmm. But I think it was a little young as yeah. well. I do. 14, like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's cute to have, like, a study buddy. Yeah. Or, you know yeah, what but, I mean? Like, Courtney. Like,
yes,
you know.
Yes, but she did say, he's my boyfriend, mm-hmm. but all we do is talk on the phone.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? So yeah. all they do is talk on the phone, so I guess that's acceptable. Because then, again, I had to think. I was like, all right, wait a minute. I guess when I had a boyfriend back then, what do? We talked on the phone. Mm. Unless there was a dance that right. you could go to, right. then talking on the phone and holding hands in the hallway is boyfriend. So I guess if that's boyfriend, girlfriend, that's not too
that's
much.
That's not bad. Yeah. It's like, okay, you go, you know, on your little date. I'm shocked she didn't chaperone. She didn't say anything right. about chaperoning this date. I mean, she did say a little bit like, oh, I was kind of in the bushes, but, you know, she wasn't really there.
Yeah, I was going to say, was she in the bushes? I don't know, was she?
But I know, back, like, my parents would chaperone, like, my older sister and, you know, all my friends, they would have chaperones, so I'm shocked.
Yeah, you know what else I was shocked about? Cameron literally saying, you know what? I want to go on a date. I practice every day. Mm-hmm. I want to be like everyone else. I want to go to a party. Right. Did that surprise you?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Because, you know, she's still a kid. Like, she's like, I just want to have fun.
Yes, yes. And we were curious about that earlier, how mm-hmm. often they practice. Mm-hmm. So finding that out, I do see why dating and doing that was good for her. And I think it was cool that Mimi let it happen under certain conditions.
I know. And poor little George, when he came into the viewing room, we see George go into the viewing room, with the moms, and he is just scared. You've got all the moms up there just ready to prounce.
Line of fire of the DDP.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I was like, poor George, please don't rip into him. Are we surprised at how easily they didn't rip into him? Like, they gave him a little, you know, little tug here and there, but they didn't go in.
Totally. Yeah. I was expecting no holds barred, a very much, like, curiosity. Like you see in movies where they're like, where are you going? What time are you going to be home? Mm-hmm. What's this? What's that? Not at all. They were actually, like, cute, flirty. And then I think even one, who was it? Which mom was it? Was it Kayla's mom that was, like, jealous? Like, are you going to sit next to those two tramps? Yeah. Like, she learns like tramps. Yes. I loved that. I loved it. I loved it. I was like, wow. So he was a very good sport. Mm. It shows how much he likes Cameron. Cameron, take note of that. He likes you that much. Mm. That's a good thing. I thought that was cute. That was very good. But I totally expected them to go harder.
I thought so, too. Maybe they're saving it for the dads.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or the next date.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man.
It was good, though. That was good that he came in, sat down, makes everybody more comfortable. So that was fun.
I like seeing this. I like seeing, you know, the girls just growing up. I like seeing them dating. I like seeing them just hanging out. We don't see as much as Christiana and her cheering. She's still doing cheering. I was on your Instagram recently. She's still cheering, and we don't see as much as that. I wish I would see more of that.
Yeah, the personal life's good point. Mm-hmm. Just like when we saw Star and Sky and Selena at home when they were talking about everything. That was so cute. That was so engaging. That was a good thing. Mm-hmm. You're right, with Cameron and her boyfriend. That's also fun. It lets us get to know them more.
Right.
You know, sometimes I'm very curious. I don't believe that, Bring It is a dance. It's all about the dancing.
Right.
I mean, every time something powerful happens, I get those chills. Like, I feel the dancing. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of the moms and Coach D, which I think is we are supposed to be seeing that dynamic of the intensity.
Yeah.
You know, the aggressive intensity when it comes to the dancing. But I think adding the personal life stuff is really good.
Yeah,
really connecting.
It's like mushy.
For sure.
And, you know, it's good for like younger girls or younger, you know, people, boys, girls. They can all look up to that and be like, oh, okay, you know, they can dance and they can still have a life.
Yes. And the relationships with the parents.
Yes.
It's so, in society today, it's so few and far between to see that type of connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we see a lot of that in this show. So
mm-hmm.
I agree with you. I'd like to see more of that too.
Just a little bit. Lifetime. Make it happen. But now let's move on to these famous practices that they do day in, day out. Oh, they go in. So Coach D and the girls. Oh, Coach D sees one of the girls chewing gum. Not only was she chewing gum, but she left the gum on the floor in the corner. And Coach D is like, what's going on? You guys aren't focused. You guys are chewing gum. You guys are laughing. One girl tried to do a death drop. And she tried to do a death drop and literally just drop it.
It reminded me of a belly flop in the pool. When someone's trying to dive, she was just like, oh, like, girl, what you doing? I was like, ow, ow. I mean, she didn't even say ow. I think she laughed.
Yeah. It was hilarious. This girl had no controls. Like, that was a real death drop. Like,
literally, you could have cracked your tailbone on that. Thank God she didn't. But she could have. You know what? I'm surprised. This is the first time that Coach Kayla also said, these girls tonight are being lazy.
Mm.
I never expected that coming.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, she kind of gives, oh, we know Coach D says this and that. But she thought they were lazy. Did you think they were being lazy?
I just thought they were having fun.
Yes.
I didn't really think they were being lazy. I thought they had it down. Even though Coach D said, you know, they don't really have it, I thought they had it together.
I did too. I thought that the energy was brought.
Mm.
She said, bring it. They brought it. And she also openly said, I'm not worried about the choreography with these girls.
Right.
I'm worried about the energy because the Divas of Compton have such high energy.
They do.
So we saw for the first time them fully extending and doing the dances
mm-hmm.
and showing mm-hmm. that energy. So again, I was surprised that she said lazy and that Coach Kayla admitted it. That must have mean they were scared.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably were scared because it was a whole little West Coast versus the South type of thing. So maybe they were a little timid or something.
Yeah,
know?
Nervous because they lost the last time.
Right.
And that, to me, I liked seeing for the first time them focusing on energy as opposed mm-hmm. to choreographs. They knew they were good.
Mm-hmm.
But she said hip-hop creative. And then I believe it was Mimi that said, this isn't their strong suit. Diana gets a little cuckoo again because it wasn't their strong suit, and mm-hmm. she asked to do that. And she's focusing on energy in the practice as opposed to the choreography.
Right. That's true. I want to know, so being a coach that you are, Heather,
yeah.
what do you do when you feel like your team is just being lazy, when you feel like there's no energy and nobody's really hearing you clearly?
So when I was, you know, head coach in cheerleading and I really felt that nothing was resonating, it mm-hmm. was important to give them a break.
Okay.
So what that meant to me is, they're drained.
Mm.
There's a lot going on here. We need to take a step back, whether that's a 3-minute break, a 5-minute break, some sort of laughter, drinks, okay. so forth, which I'm sure happens in this show between that we don't see. But it's literally about giving them that time to take that break.
Mm.
That's crucial. And when they're not listening, I think it's a matter of, I actually would speed up the 8 count. I would make it go faster. So I know, isn't that so that
just
when they were
to the ground.
Yeah, so when they were going up against the real music, it was easier for them.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so they stepped it up. They did it 2 times faster. And then by the time we went to practice, then by default, it
they
fell right into
it.
Place.
Okay, yeah. Coach Heather. Coach H over here. Now, we do see in this that Coach D eventually makes her, in the practices, we see that she makes her top 5 for the call-out round because the Divas are, you know, Compton, they want to call out round again. So the ladies are picked that are Daisha, Michaela, Cameron, Kijane, and Canary. Ooh, bear with me with those names.
Good job on that.
So they all get on the floor for the call-out round. The top five, you know, the Fabulous Five. Christiana was not picked. Mm-hmm. Are we sad for her? Do we think she should have been on there just to have her redemption?
I think it was a good choice. I think Coach D made the right decision. Okay. When you're getting called out and Coach Kelly calls her on the phone and says, let's do this, and that's one of the reasons that they missed it last time, I think it was the right decision to have her not be in the standout battles.
Okay.
Yes, she needs another chance, but this isn't the time for that.
That's true.
Yeah, so I thought, but I did see, I didn't see Michaela. Was Michaela picked in that one too?
I don't think Michaela. Oh, yep.
Michaela was?
Michaela, yes.
Michaela?
Sorry.
Okay. Micaiah was, and Michaela wasn't, which is a part of the three Smurfs, right?
Right.
But see, I don't feel like I've seen in the last couple episodes anyone except Cameron go in the standout. So that's what shocked me. That's why also I wasn't shocked that Christiana wasn't in there. Christiana. Because Michaela wasn't. So that was surprising to me. But you know what was interesting, right? The fact that I agree with Coach Kelly. That in the standout battles, okay, great, we got the top five, everyone went, it was good, and it was easy to see who was on point and who wasn't. Mm. But were you surprised that Coach D had such a large number of girls for the hip-hop creative?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was waiting on that one, have I?
Yes!
I was waiting to get the competition.
Yes!
I was very surprised. She goes to that army, which, yes, she looks great in numbers, but sometimes I don't need to see 50 girls on the floor. Hit me with a good 10 people, and let's see what happens. Like with Beyonce, we see a good amount of girls. We don't have to see every girl in formation. We see 5 people, we can see 10 people, but you're still in formation. If I'm seeing 50 girls on the floor, I don't know where to look. I don't know who's off, who's 2 seconds, you know, behind. I can't tell that.
Totally. Coach Kelly, as much as I didn't want to back her on this, because obviously we Coach D fans, she was right. You could see the formation that she had. The Divas of Compton were coming at it. I loved the little cape on their back. You know, there was like two little capes. I thought that was great. But you could see that they were on point because they had, I'm not sure how many, but a smaller size, 5, 7, something like that. Yes, and Coach Kelly pointed out, I could not tell who was on and who was off. And I totally agree. Exactly. I think that when that happened, that set things back a little bit. So I was surprised. Coach D, I would go with a lesser number next time. I would. Mm-hmm. I would, when the field battles again, I'm sorry I'm messing up that name. That makes sense. But in this scenario, I think that was the wrong move.
Mm-hmm.
That was the wrong move for sure.
Yes.
For sure.
Because we have some thoughts on that one. Let's save that for a little bit for the last. But let's get back to Whitney. Whitney, Christiana's aunt, crying. Because she just wants her, you know, her niece to be on this stand battle, on this, not the stand battle, but the call-out round. She wants her to basically prove herself. Do you think Whitney was over-exaggerating, though?
I think that her tears were warranted, like you just said. I do think the tears were warranted, but it was really intense.
Yeah.
It was intense that she felt so strongly about her getting that opportunity. So I think that that's great. I'm not a mom, so I don't necessarily understand. I know that's her aunt, which is still just as loving and still such a big part. I probably would be upset, too.
Right.
Because you know how much that affected her ego. There was even something said that I believe that it has affected the way Christiana has danced since that date. So knowing for her to get that opportunity to come back in and show herself, if that would rebuild her confidence, I could see why they would be upset.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But she left, right? Didn't she walk out?
Yeah, she walked out and it looked like she sat in maybe a production area because on the signs it said, quiet, please.
Yes.
So I'm like, wow, she really like walked out, not like outside, but in the back.
Yes.
Which I was shocked that production would let that happen.
Same. Why are they not showing the tears and that intensity on the show? Have we seen them do that before? No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I was surprised. So to me, that might mean that there's something deeper here. Mm. I don't know. Maybe. I hope to find out.
Maybe she was worked up over something else. Mm-hmm. And this was just the moment to release the tears.
Good point.
I don't know, Whitney. Because I was like, yeah, you know, I'd be sad too if my child didn't get you know, a second chance, but like Coach D said, I've given her plenty of chances.
Totally.
She's had a lot of chances to prove herself.
Absolutely. And bringing up what Coach D said, good point. She's had her opportunity. She'll have another one. She's only in eighth grade. I hope to have her for another 4 years. Mm-hmm. She'll get her chance. But Christiana has not proven herself when she's been in these opportunities. Right. And Cameron has selected that to happen. I think Cameron had a say in that. And she shouldn't. That's why I think they made the right choice. For mm-hmm. this one, sit it out. Right. They need to win. Right.
Yeah, I was agreeing with Coach D on that. I was like, Christiana, you're a great dancer, you know. You're strong, but I feel like I'm with Coach D. I can't take that leap of faith on you again. You choked up last time. All she did was point at you, and you was choked up. I'm coming for blood against a team that we already know, I got to put my best girls out there.
100%. I thought she handled the conversation really well with Brittany.
She did.
Again, for as aggressive as she is in practice, she really does a good job in those moments where I'm surprised of literally being a human. Like, resonating. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes as a coach, like, you can be. Whether I'm doing, like, vitality coaching or little coaching on the floor, you can just forget the fact and want the machine. Like, get it done. But she did a great job having that conversation.
Speaking of that with the coaching, how is it, like, separating coach and heart, pretty much? Like, because I had some tough coaches, and it just didn't seem like they were human. Mm. Sometimes Coach T, she's just so hard. It's like, do you cry? Are you sad? Like, yeah. I hurt my pinky with that, you know, death drop. Yeah. You're not gonna, okay, all right.
So I think the easiest way, obviously, the fact that she has Coach Kayla is helpful. Mm-hmm. That good cop, bad cop thing, it's been here hundreds of years for a reason, right? To have someone to level set off of is so helpful. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's the best way out. But in reality, in the moment, it really is like, no, okay, cool. Is that going to stop you? Get back in the field or get back on the floor. Right. You have to push people. As we've talked about on earlier shows, yes, she is very intense, but that's why they are the best.
True.
There is a reason why that fear, that intense nature wins, whether it's basketball or cheerleading or dancing.
That's true.
So I think that the best way as a coach, you have to separate emotion from logic. If logically you want to win, you GSD. If you want to worry about people and worry about feelings, then maybe you might not win all the time.
That's true. But do you think that the girls will end up growing up maybe resenting her a little bit because she is so tough sometimes and all the cursing and, you know, I think some girls might say, she molded me, you know, I'm stronger, I'm a better dancer. And I think some girls might just be like, you were just too tough.
I think that it's definitely going to impact some of their relationships.
Okay.
I think female to female, it's going to bring them closer. For some reason, I feel like once they start dating more, that might, you know, get in the way of that because she was a love-hate relationship. But as not a lot of people know this, but fear causes more of an attachment than love. So being nice doesn't get somebody to be attached or dependent on someone as much as that very fearful, very strong type of relationship. So I do think that we are, I know we haven't gotten to predictions yet, so wait, I'll hold that in. I was going to say it's what I foresee happening because of that. I know, so I'll wait.
I mean, I just don't know what coach. I mean, everybody's a critic, so you can't. It's hard to tell a coach what the coach to do. I mean, if I was Coach D, I don't know if I would be easy on the girls or hard on the girls. So.
Yeah, there would be no show if she wasn't like that.
That's true.
So I keep going, keep on, keep it on. Okay,
keep on, Coach D. So we do see later on in the practice that Coach D brings out her secret weapon, which is adorable. Her little son, what was his name? Kobe. Oh my gosh. She said, okay, let's get creative. What can I do? Because she's really good at that whole creativity or element of surprise. She said, okay, let me bring out my little 9-10-year-old son. And he just killed it.
Oh my gosh.
In the practices. He is adorable.
First of all, I wanna bite him. I wanna crush his face and be like, oh my gosh, you're so handsome. You're so handsome. Like, I was in love with him as soon as he came out. And he's like, I love being this practice dancing doll. So I was like, I love you. So it reminded me of like a little Jim Carrey for some reason in that moment too. I was like, oh, he's going to be a little jokester. But I was very surprised. The fact that she brought her son in as the secret weapon, I thought that was, again, pretty ballsy, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. But anytime you bring in a little Bobby locked out, I feel like it's a win.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Because I was expecting another baby doll. So when a little dancing baby doll, and then when she brought out the son, I was like, oh, okay, Coach D. And the son can dance. Dance just like his mom. And then, you know, he plays sports. Like, he's all around person.
Yes. Yes. That was amazing. I thought it added life. The judges' faces when that happened literally told everything. They were like, oh, I'm getting so excited because they needed that because the judges' faces were very into the Divas of Compton. Right. So when Kobe came out, I feel like that definitely set the tone. And it also broke up the whole, again, the army of girls.
Right.
So it added some flair to it. And I loved it when he, again, I'll wait. Sorry.
Well, actually, that is the lead way into the competition. I know. Heather is ready, y'all. She is ready to talk about this competition, and I'm here for it. So let's get into it. First, we see Coach D loves her nachos. Not nachos. Nachos.
Have you ever called them nachos?
No.
Me neither. Like, what accent is that? What accent is that? I was confused.
I gotta eat my nachos.
Because, like, I'm from the South, West Virginia, and I think, like, nachos is what we sound like in West Virginia. No offense, West Virginia people. I love you. You guys have some thick dialects, Mom. You do, too. I don't know, but nachos? Nachos?
I know.
But I do love nachos too.
Me too.
The way that she ate the nachos made me hungry. I went to the kitchen and I got food. I got chips and lebni, which is Lebanese yogurt. But when she was eating, I was like, I'm hungry.
Don't you just hate that when you see somebody eat some food so good? You're like,
That's the point. Coach D, you need to go also get on commercials now because food, anything with candy bars, nachos, anything like that, you'll get it, girl. You'll get it. Because that's the point. It'll make us want to eat. Just like people drinking a Pepsi, it'll make them want to drink.
That's true.
Right?
I was kind of like, where are my chips and salsa? You know, my little chips and cheese. I need some nachos.
I got chips and cheese. Exactly. That's what I got. Need.
But we see her open that up with her and Kelly. And Kelly making fun like, oh, you got something in your teeth right there. They were hilarious. I thought we should have saw more of that whole conversation they were having with each other because them not wanting to leave each other at the end, both of them going back and forth, no, you leave first.
That was amazing. I love it. She's like, I'm not turning my back on Kelly. She might kill me. Like, she's like, that was hilarious. Like, she literally just stood face and was like, ready. And it was funny. They didn't want to leave first. That was amazing. I thought the teeth thing was totally below the belt. I was like, really? Because how embarrassing is that for people? Yeah, people hate when you tell them. Like, I always will. Like, if you had something in your teeth, I would be like, hey, you got some teeth. Nose. I feel like people are always uncomfortable with that. So the fact that she kept saying, you got something in your teeth right here, that would have got me. So, Coach Kelly, again, you did good with the low blow on that. And the licking of the fingers. Go get yourself a napkin. I was like, wow. She is bringing it on the jabs.
She was, but I was kind of with her with that. I was like, you know, Coach D, you do need a nap.
She hadn't touched the doorknob yet. See, again, Lebanese, like, we use our fingers sometimes too, but that, this was great. You're right. Well, I would have loved to have seen more of that.
I was just like, Coach D, lick the fingers in private. Like, you on TV, like, remember the camera is still there. You just... Like,
and she did it more. She did it more when Coach Kelly called her out, which I admire that. I think that's totally the route to go. If someone is irritating you and they call you out, like if someone's picking their nose, isn't it like a cliche? People pick their nose more.
Yeah.
Like they're like, oh, really? Okay, I don't feel uncomfortable. So that was good. I like that she went back at her like that. That's why I love Coach D. I love it.
They're so crazy. But we open also with the competition, how the moms come in just in all gangster gear. They just said, we from Compton too. We from Compton. I was like, really? Okay.
I thought the bandanas were bold. Bold for other reasons outside of just them wearing them. I was like, that's a really strong, you know, in California with the bandanas, the red and blue. I'll leave it at that. But I thought it was great. I actually tweeted Selena. I was like, look and fly. And she was like, thanks, dear.
Oh, so, she
Selena,
you
were, yeah. Because she was. She was looking really good in that.
She was.
Dana, thank God she got rid of her, you know, glasses with the tie thing. But I think
Dana.
She rocked, like, at Hood. Very
yeah,
well.
I thought it could have been a little bit more. To me, she had jeans and a t-shirt. I was like, okay. I was like, all right, Dana, okay.
For her, I feel like that was
that's
a step,
true.
Right?
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I thought it was cute that they came in and they all dressed up. I liked that a lot. Again, I love the way that these moms get involved.
Yeah.
This is definitely a way with society today and the phones and people not communicating. I love seeing the dynamic of what this dancing, what these practices, what this does to bring them together. Like, that's fun. I feel like that's very old school. At least it doesn't happen around here anymore. Or at least in Philly. I don't see moms going out and doing that. That was so great. Like, that's fun.
Yeah, becoming a unit.
Yes.
So it's cool. It's like they're forming long-lasting friendships. Because, you know, eventually the girls are going to grow up. They're going to have to leave. So when they do leave, they can be like, we will always be DDP. Mm-hmm. We'll always be Dancing Dolls, you know, parents, moms. So let's just keep this dynamic. We may curse each other out, but... I still love you, girl.
Absolutely. And having the girls see that is super great.
Yeah.
Yes.
UNIT. Yes. Why? So we get into the first battle up, and it's Compton for the hip hop category. Compton comes out, you know, wonderful costumes, energy, like we were saying earlier. Compton's energy is just through the roof. But I think that's just a West Coast thing.
I mean, totally. I'm sorry. Totally. Oh, no, high fives. I consider West Coast now. Okay, I know I'm here. I will never forget my East Coast roots. But no, Cali, I'm here because I'm finally home. So right. I get it. This is. The vibration is higher. Mm-hmm. The energy is here. It's what they brought. And that's they brought insane. It. They yes. did.
The Divas of Compton, they were just... It was, I like watching them, and you can see they've been practicing. All of these teams, just like the Divas of Olive Branch and all of them, all the Divas have been practicing, waiting for this moment, and it showed.
Yes.
It definitely showed.
I completely agree. I also like the fact of how confident these girls are. Mm. Every costume has, like, crop tops and shorts, right?
Yeah.
And I love that everybody is so confident mm-hmm. in those costumes. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised. I know with my own insecurities, I wouldn't wear something like that, right. you know, but that's amazing. And they look fly doing it. And mm-hmm. I feel like that's a part of the fierceness and the energy that they bring is the fact that they know they look good.
Right.
So they brought it. Their faces were on point. I have to say, unless, again, it was a change of a music, I saw some, some people off key yeah. on both teams. I did. I was like, what are we looking for here?
Exactly.
Because if it is energy, they nailed it. Mm-hmm. They did. They nailed it. Mm-hmm. And the fact of, this is the first time I've heard the mom say, I think we're going to lose.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was surprised at that because the Compton girls have been practicing. And the moms are like, can we keep up? Mm-hmm. Like,
especially because it took them in a 3-day practice. It took them 2.5 days to get to finally practicing the call out. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The call out and the mm-hmm. little stand battle. It
was, yeah. Yes.
Diana was focusing so much on the hip-hop, creative, because they're not a strong team in that category. So I was like, I should have focused on really everything. Just spread yourself. When you're doing that as a captain, and even as a coach, what do you really focus on?
For which part?
Would you focus more on the stands battle? Knowing you're good in stands, let's say you know you've got stands hand out, mm-hmm. but you're not that good in the hip-hop creative, but what do you focus more on? Even though you're good in the stands battle, who's to say one of your girls may not slip up? You know mm-hmm, what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that, again, her being so confident and saying, we'll do hip-hop creative mm-hmm. because that's all y'all can do. Mm. I think for her to go that route, I think it was the right choice to do to literally focus on it that much. Okay. Less right. girls would have been great. I think it could have been more controlled. Yes. She even said, new girls, go ahead. Don't live up to your full potential. I'll kick y'all. But she didn't use those words. But basically, it was like, if you don't show up here and practice, you're getting removed.
Right.
So I think you should have removed a few of them. But what you do is you hone on, like you said earlier, you hone in on the good ones. That you make sure that they're all on point and you put your primary focus on the hip-hop creative, especially if it's not your thing. But, definitely. You know, Coach Kayla killed it, as always, yes. as the mad scientist.
The mad
yes.
scientist.
Yes, that was good.
I was
that
like, was good. You better go. Kayla, is any chance she can get to dance, she is dancing. And I
she
love
should.
That.
She should. She gives me chills every mm-hmm. single time. Again, it's like Busta Rhymes rapping. It's yeah. on a level that is super fast. That's how I would compare her dancing. Yeah. She dances on another level.
Right.
On another level.
I love it. I love it. So, I put in my notes here, at least 30 girls dancing in formation. It's just too many girls. It's
it is.
Way too many girls.
It is.
So, we see, finally, Kobe, Coach D's son, come in that middle, like we said earlier, come in the middle, separate the girls, and give us a little space, a little breathing room. And I just love how he was like, guys, don't twerk. So I just use my head and just start shaking his head.
Right. Like that, he's like...
He said, my parents said, guys, don't twerk, so I just shake my head. Go ahead, little Kobe.
And when his head stopped, the girl started twerking.
Yes.
That was super cute.
That was.
That timing was great. It was on point. Mm-hmm. I loved the fact that, again, they got him in to do something different. It was yeah. a win. I love their costumes, too.
Yeah.
The silver two-piece.
They always bring it. The yeah. costumes are a lot better. That's why I was saying, I don't know, is it the parents who put the money into the costumes, or how is the funding going? I really want to know, you know, because these costumes are just
Amazing. Wonderful. But that's a lot but you of know money. They're expensive.
Right.
Yes.
So I'm pretty sure there's maybe sponsors or somebody.
We're dying to know. If anyone out there knows how they're doing it, that's amazing. We're just curious. We're just curious. Because that's a lot. I mean, again, that's a lifestyle. They are living a lifestyle. And then what do they do with them after?
That's true when they outgrow them. And
One wear. Rewear, don't care. Is that happening? I mean, I'm not sure. I would hope so. If I was a mom, I'd be like, yeah, you can get a new outfit. I mean, you have to have an iPhone, you have to have an iPad, now you get a costume every, like, no.
Yeah.
No, but I thought it was good. The fact that they had that many girls and the costumes were simple, that helped big time. Yes. They were more simple than they normally are. What do you think?
I think they were... I agree. They were a little bit more simple than they normally are. Yeah. I think they were just nice and just flowing and just... I want to see more bucking, though. I want to see buck.
Yeah, they did not do that. Yeah. They did not do that in this one. I was surprised, or I was actually happy. Coach Kelly, the Divas of Compton, did not end with a death drop. They ended, like, on their feet, which I was like, oh, finally, we're not ending with a death drop. But, you know, we ended with a death drop, we being DD4L. I'm bundling us in that. And it was good. Thank God they got the death drop right on the flow. Because they didn't get it right in practice.
You know what that was in practice. So then we finally go into the stands battle. And the first round is the dolls. The DD4L go up there, do their little stand battle, and of course kill it every time. Mm-hmm. Now the Divas take the second round, which were we surprised that they won the second round of that, of the stand battle?
I wasn't surprised for two reasons. One being, I feel like, again, on a show, they're not going to do a sweep. So for that reason, I was like, okay, I could see why if there, you know, however many rounds there were, I can see why that they won that second one. Because it's going to be like, okay, we got three goes. How are we going to do this? So I was not surprised. And I do think that they showed up well on the second one. So the second part of the reason why I'm not surprised is because they did good. They did really, really good. They switched up a little bit. They were on point and so forth. So I was expecting that.
Right. Now, we also see in this, in the competition, that Cameron twists her ankle. And for what the viewers didn't see behind the scenes, she twisted her ankle on the mat. A piece of the mat came up. And when she was doing one of her little twirls, her spins, that's when she twisted it. Mimi posted that on her Instagram. That Cameron just... I mean, it was just an accident. The floor came up. And then the crew actually... Not the cameraman, but the cameraman, the guy who holds the cord for the cameraman, fixed the carpet for him. So we get to see a little bit why she twisted, how she twisted her ankle. Were we sad? I mean, I was sad. So I wanted to ball.
So I'm gonna get spiritual on you. Right? I'm gonna bring in my clairvoyant universe. There's always a reason for something. I find it very interesting that we hear Cameron say, "I wish I could party. I wish I could date. I wish I could be like other people and go because I practice every day." And then coincidentally, she sprains her ankle. Yes. Now tell me, was that a coincidence? I don't know.
That's true.
So a part of me was like, oh, that's unfortunate. But she got her wish in a weird way. That's she got true. Her wish. Now she gets a break.
That's true.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
But that's actually the first thing I thought of. Mm-hmm. I was brokenhearted for her, but also, look who now got a chance to step up.
Christiana. She said, I'm going to get my redemption.
Which shows that Coach D maybe should have put her in there from the gate.
Yes. You better go ahead, Heather, because you know you speak things into existence. So she's all right. Cameron kept saying the whole episode.
It's going to be weird without her. Mm-hmm. It's going to be weird without her. And now she's in it. So she got her time to shine. Mm-hmm. She got her time to shine. So there's another one. You know, I hide the clairvoyant side of me, but, you know, some. So on that note, what'd you think of her show? What'd you think of her battle?
I thought Christiana brought it. I thought she did good. I feel like there was maybe another layer to her, but I thought she did a really great job.
Killed it. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you. Mm-hmm. She was phenomenal. She wasn't even thinking. She was acting. She was executing. Even in slow motion, you could see how intense it was. Yes, me too. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. Mm-hmm. She brought it. Like, I got chills. I got tears. I was like, oh, this is so exciting. And it was. But then...
I loved it. I mean, when they did the call out round, so we saw that. Who took the first one? Let me just see, because I know I wrote her down. Oh, so Compton makes the first call with Michaela. First, she does the first round. Now, Michaela loses that, but she does. Oh, no, she wins that. Excuse me. She wins that against a boy at that, which I didn't think the Divas of Compton would do that.
Me neither.
The boy, I didn't even see a boy kind of on the floor.
Yes.
So when he was up for the call-out round, I was like, okay. And how do we feel about that? Boys going against girls.
Totally think it's fine. Okay. Flexibility is flexibility. If we're stretching our muscles and making sure that how flexible we are, I think it can be either way. Mm. A body is a body. Okay. I know people say that, oh, different bodies move in different ways. That's right, if you're stretching it out. So at this time, girl versus boy, doesn't matter. I think that was totally fair. Now, baby versus, like, an adult, whatever, right. 8-year-old versus a 14-year-old, that's something that I think is, like, no, that's not as much. But I thought it was totally fine. I thought it was good. Okay. I liked it.
Me too.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, you know, it was something new, something fresh. I mean, we kind of seen it before, but it was like, I don't know. I just liked it.
Me too. Me too.
Now, Canary is next, but she ends up losing that second round.
Totally thought she should have.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think she brought it. I don't think she brought it. At all.
I mean, I was like, oh, Coach D. I wonder how hard it is picking the call-out round girls. Like, when you have a team of, like, 70, who... I know she probably knows each one's strengths and weaknesses, but when you see somebody like Canary, who may have not done that well in her round, do you think, like, dang, I could have used Ashley, or I could have used Stephanie.
Sure. You always have that second thought of, I could have done this, I could have done that. Mm-hmm. I think picking them, it's really a matter of, are they the type that would rather beg for forgiveness than ask for permission? So it's those who can think on the fly, because that's what it's all about. It's in the moment, bringing it 110. So it's those that are fearless and can execute like that.
Right.
Yeah. So I think there's always that what if, but it's good she gave her the chance.
Mm-hmm. And then Daisha's up next, but Daisha loses. But then we see Kian Janae. She comes and she wins. And then finally, Christiana, who brings it all in, you know, does a great job. Was it rigged?
She was robbed.
Christiana lost.
She was robbed. She was robbed. 110% she was robbed. You know I'm a straight shooter. I'm going to say whether or not something was fair or not fair, she was robbed. I don't know what was going on with you coaches. It seems like this time and last season something was happening. I don't know if Coach Kelly's paying you. I don't know if you got a trip to Compton. I don't know what it is, but she was robbed 110%.
Yes. Yep. I mean, everybody was on your page, Heather. Everybody said, what are the coaches, what are the judges looking at? What are they looking for? Why was this girl robbed in the last round? And not even the last round. Overall, the Dolls win for the category, you know, the hip hop creative category, which is great because they practice,
yes,
and, you know.
Yes, yes.
But they lose for the stand battle and in the call out round. I just don't get that.
Something went wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know, again, what they were looking for, but they were robbed 110%. Mm-hmm. Because Christiana literally brought it. So, Christiana, if you're watching, don't let that fear ever get to you anymore, because you killed it in that one. That was you 110%. Mm-hmm. So, kudos to you.
Kudos.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were definitely robbed. But I want to know, Heather, your predictions. Let's get into some little projections for next week's episode.
Now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
What are we thinking?
I predict that by the end of this season, at least one girl will leave with resentment towards Coach D.
Oh, that's a good one.
I had to hold that in till the end. I had to hold that in. I think one girl, you asked earlier, is the relationship going to be, you know, broken? I do. Yeah. I think one girl by the end will be leaving, whether it's because of a mom or an aunt or because of the girl. Because she said, I might be hanging up Christiana's boots tonight.
She did say that.
That was intense.
Yeah, she did.
So that looks like it's a final straw. So that's my prediction.
See, I predict that we're going to see Kayla stepping more. I mean, she stepped up as a coach now, but I think she's going to step up even more to even just leading in competition. I think Coach D is finally just going to, Kayla, you got it. I got to go deal with my Birmingham girls. And she's going to bring it for them, you know, one competition. I want to see Kayla just do coaching, full out practice, everything. And I want to see how it goes.
Amazing.
I I think that's going to be next.
I think you on point. I think you're clairvoyant, too.
Oh, yes. But yes, shout out to all the little, the dancing dolls. I mean, they're on tour right now doing the Bring It Live show. I saw little clips of that. They are killing it.
Amazing. Yes,
even Coach D is out there. So if you guys want to go and see them, they're only touring on the East Coast, but, you know, maybe one day they'll be on the West Coast. And we have some news. So,
AfterBuzz TV News.
This is exciting. Guess who might just be calling in next week? You want to tell them, Helva?
No, you can tell.
Okay. Mimi and Cameron. Yay! Yes. So, you know, we are here on the panel. I've been working hard, reaching out to the guests, trying to get, you know, your favorite dolls on the show. And I think we just might have snagged a doll.
Yes. Dating details, too. Yes.
So, you know, we got to ask about her relationship with her and Coach D. And we definitely have to ask Cameron about this dating.
With George.
Yes. But anyways, guys, so that is our show. We appreciate you guys listening and watching us. And of course, leave your comments below on our YouTube page and tweet us using the hashtag ABTVBringIt. Where can they find you, Heather?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Heather Yared.
Yay! And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Howard the Third, and of course my website, HowardTheThird.com. We will see you guys next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Why do we think she was so...